Oh my god.
Yeah, this is nice and tight. Oh shit, I'm doing the wrong thing. Whoops, there we go.
What are you doing?
No.
Don't sing it again?
No, we don't got sing nothing. We don't got sing nothing.
Special guest.
Oh jeez. There we go.
Special guest, Paul Mazzucchelli.
Hello.
Mazzucchelli.
And I'm Michael.
And I'm Sean.
I'm tired.
Show him the shoes you're wearing.
I don't want to get a cramp. If I get a cramp, I'm going to kick this microphone.
So we're back on the podcast, episode 8.
Yay!
Yeah, 8. And yeah, Paul has joined us to explain his life. What's your life like?
Hey, how about roll the intro?
Damn.
Oh yeah, roll the intro.
Be like that.
Roll the intro. After me. Or you. I don't care. So wait, hold on. Let's wait the 6 seconds. Ready? Roll the intro.
That's enough.
Yeah, because he likes to make it the easy way, and then he just puts the intro over our voices. Because
if we do it live, it's going to be like that so much.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, Paul.
How's your life?
Hello.
How's the film extraordinaire doing?
I mean,
how's that video?
I gotta meet up with you guys more.
Yeah, I'm glad you have been coming a lot more often, because it's a little bit more fun, because then we could play more games with more people.
Yep.
Because he's getting bored. He's getting boring. That's what I meant. Okay. Raheem couldn't make it today because I kind of overslept. Because he was wandering the school for like a good hour or two. Oh, no. Because he was waiting for me to tell him.
He's like a lost child. You had to pick him up from school. You didn't know where to go, but you were just sleeping.
It was okay. It's just like he needed the okay to start coming to my house. But
Dad,
I never
can
answered.
I come over? Oh man. Mom left me at school.
She never came to pick me up. Oh man. But yeah.
Don't do that fucking laugh.
I'm not. But
oh jeez. Yeah, wait.
What was I saying? Raheem.
Wow.
Raheem not coming. So yeah, he basically just told me, yeah, he's not feeling it because apparently it's gonna snow later. So yeah, you can't forget to leave at a certain time so you can get picked up.
I can walk home.
I know, but I don't want you to be walking in the snow if it...
It's gonna be like slides with slides.
A foot of snow with slides on.
I know, I remember actually. Yeah.
Have you forgot who you're talking to? Yeah. Me, I'm a block away.
Yeah, I know. I'm not worried about you.
Imagine
it does not matter what weather it is outside. I will be walking. I can walk home.
This man freezes you over there like... Playing Pokemon Go, just walking.
It's like my battery's dying faster. But yeah. The laughing thing just reminded me of what happened on the Green Line.
Oh yeah, that's a good story. I don't think Paul's heard this either.
So we're going to the hospital.
But we were coming back.
We were coming back.
We were going to Wagamama to Prudential.
Well, we didn't know if we were going there yet.
Yeah, but we were going to Prudential.
So I was kept doing the joke. My name Jeff.
I don't know why that was so amusing to me for some reason.
He was just like looking out the train door, which is like glass and whatever, and he looked depressed. I'm like, Jeff sad?
See, I know, like it doesn't make sense, but I was just like, at the moment, I was so caught off guard, and I just started laughing my ass off, and then like it was so hard because we were like this close, just the same. And all you, like...
You were laughing, you were just pushing him out the seat.
No, we weren't even sitting down. We were standing up because everybody was crowded next to each other.
And it looked like we're on drugs.
It was, what was making it worse is that we were having that silent laughter, but all you feel is shaking. The laughter.
So the people next to you were just like, what like, the hell is wrong
what
with
What is going
people?
On? Like, I know it stopped the train moving. Everybody's, it's like constant, like, moving up and down. So it was just like... And then I started getting cramps in my stomach because I was making it much worse. And I was just like, cramp.
I was like, Jeff, okay? You're like, shut up.
like at one stop, at one point we had to like, I had to get out because people were getting out, and I just had to like, yeah, I was like, I gotta take a breather because
I was like, this is the worst.
I gotta leave.
I gotta leave. As we're laughing, and I'm like, this is the worst place to have this happen.
It made no sense.
This old dude was just like. Looking at us in the worst
way. Crackheads.
Crackheads.
Like, we're just like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then we just started bursting out. I just said, Jeff said.
I don't know why that was so amusing. That was just...
It was just like, he started laughing more because I was tearing up.
Yeah, that's a... Oh, my God.
And then I would have lost it if he did this... His, like, laugh that just kills me. I've almost died from this guy like 3 times just from laughing.
That's one way to go. That's my one of my wishes.
Yeah, but it's like laughing. He's like
to kill your friend because
no, me die laughing. That's...
Like I'm like stop laughing, and it's just like my body just keeps going until it's like I'm like I'm leaving the house.
that time that was pretty funny.
Yeah, we couldn't leave. We're stuck in this corner in the train. With nothing to do. We're just like...
Just shaking the train. That's all it was. It was... Oh, man. That was good. But yeah. That was a good laughter. Anything about you, Matt? we don't mean to put you on the spotlight.
Yeah.
Can we have a spotlight? Just pop up here.
We should just install lights right here. Just
click buttons. But it's yeah, like, no, Paul.
Let's give him, like, some sort of, like... Something to go off of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because like, if we just say something, we just...
Now,
like,
say something.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do?
Okay.
So, today...
today, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I woke up early because of...
There you go. Now it's about Sean.
I'm the one who finds out the story. Like, I'm usually the one who's, like, keeps it going because, like, it gets awkward.
Yeah, we got to keep it going, yeah.
And I'm like... You guys have boring ass lives.
Thanks, man. I mean, I don't.
Thank you for letting me know about that.
I mean, I wake up at 12 at noon, so I mean
12:30.
My day is like pretty much done.
Every time your day starts, it's done.
It's done. Unless I got work, then I'm just like.
Yeah. So I woke up early to do some paperwork, and I looked on Twitter and it said late night Mike has retweeted David Dobrik's tweet, and I looked when it was. I was like, oh. 5 a.m., of course. And then he said he went to bed at 6.
Yeah. No, I retweeted that at 6, I swear. I because I remember watching it. It was, like, afterwards. Then I did the retweet. But, yeah, I pretty much went to sleep at, like, 6. Because I was watching
in the morning, if you didn't know.
I was, once I was in a group message. And, so this is, like, at least 6 or 7 people.
Yeah.
Like, my parents are in it. Like a bunch of people from my family are like in this like group message and I sent a text and it didn't go through and like this is at night. So my, like I set my alarms. I put my phone like on the, like the nightstand, like went to bed. For some reason it went through at like 5:30 in the morning and they know that I don't get up that early. So they were like bombarding me with questions, like "What were you doing last night?" Because like they thought that I stayed up until like 5:30 in the morning and sent that text.
What was the text?
I don't remember.
I'm home.
Everybody's like, what "The fuck?" Yeah, because what time do you usually wake up?
That really depends on what's going on. Like if I have stuff going on, I'll like. Shoot for like 8 or 9 to wake up.
Oh, that's not bad.
But if I stay up like really late, I'll wake up at like 11 or 12.
Okay.
I try not to go wake up past 10, so I force myself to wake up.
I'm not a morning person.
I used to be.
I mean, you're up at 5 and 6 a.m. So technically, you
he is a morning person.
I am a morning person. I am.
He just takes long naps during the day.
I'm the one who says cock-a-doodle-doo in the morning. That's who I am.
But yeah, you wake up everybody else, so then you sleep while they're all working.
And then for some reason, I'm, like, knocked out, and
I'm surprised you don't work graveyard shifts.
I'm really thinking about it, honestly. You don't? I should, though.
No, you shouldn't.
I should. It'd be fun.
Because we wouldn't do anything, because you'd be asleep all day.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the application.
Oh, yeah.
How come it's taking you 5 days?
About Home Goods.
Oh,
because we got we're getting Paul to work with us as well.
Let me list up the excuses. All right, I'm ready to type them in.
It's just plans like shifting between people, and then like me just not getting a chance to go to Chelsea. And
this man's really writing it down.
He is really writing it down. Just poor planning, poor time management. Okay, yeah. You can get me on that.
Wait, do you have it filled out? Filled out already?
It's mostly filled out.
Okay,
I just need to write in like phone numbers and whatnot.
That's not bad. Yeah.
So and then I can send it in.
What's a good day for him to go in though?
Like, any day that he's been. Just
no, I know, but I'm just saying, like from Michael or Chris.
Okay, so tomorrow.
I'm working tomorrow.
I wake up. Well, I have to be up. By 7.
I know, because of the refrigerator.
Because the refrigerator's coming. And,
I don't know. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah. I'm getting a new refrigerator because the one that we have is, like, falling apart. And it's really gross. And,
and also, there's no lights in it.
They just don't work, okay? So, we're getting a new one. And, my mom said to me, like, hey, you might need to be, like, awake between, like, noon or 2, or you just need to be home. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And then today, actually, right before this, she calls and, like, you need to be awake, like, there by 7:30. It's just like, oh, great. And not only that, I have to also wake up my brother, who is also not a morning person.
Oh, jeez.
Alex, and he's not very happy in the morning if you wake him up.
Maybe you should tell him ahead of time so that way he doesn't go to sleep so late.
Yeah, I'm going to see him tonight anyway, so. Okay.
So, are you going to go to HomeGoods?
Because I don't have anything for the rest of that day, so I will be definitely going. What time do you work? You get
12.
Up? 12?
Oh, so you'll be the probably ahead of time.
I'm 12 to 5.
So why don't I just go to your house when you go?
Okay.
Like, before you go.
And I leave around 11.
That might be fine.
Why don't you just give him your application to him?
Why don't I just go in with him?
Yeah, he'll have the interview right there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If they... Yeah. And plus, we've talked to them, telling that Paul is a good asset to the team.
And he's the opposite of Raheem. Sorry, Raheem.
Yeah, no offense,
Raheem. Raheem the dream.
Raheem, yeah.
Hey, why don't you explain what happened to your old laptop?
Oh, you know how I said, I said my brother, who isn't really a morning person, so Christmas, I got a new laptop, and I still had all my files on my old laptop, and I said to my sister that, like, hey, if, like, just give me some time, I'll take all the files off my old laptop, and then you can have the laptop, you can do whatever with it, like, whatever you want with it, and she's like, oh, that's great, and, my brother says, like, oh, can I use your laptop? I don't have anything to, like, play RuneScape on. Because he wanted to use my laptop to play RuneScape with, because he didn't want to, like, go down to the main computer and play on it, because people use that computer. And so, like, I hand it to him, and, like, over the next, like, month or two, I don't hear, like, anything back from him, like, about the laptop whatsoever. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, what happened to it? Like, I still need to get my files off there. Like, I still need to, like, give it to my sister. Like, what's going on with the laptop? And so he's not home at the time. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go into his room. Because I'm like the only person that he trusts in his room. So I go into his room and I look around and I see it buried underneath some stuff. And I look at it and it's, like, covered in this, like, it looks like just weird orange gunk, like, kind of, like, over it, but not really, but, like, in the crevices, and it's weird, and I'm ugh, like, what the hell happened to this? So I bring it downstairs, and I'm like, this smells like throw up. And so I question him about it, and he's like, this was, like, a month before, so he didn't tell me it for, like, at least a month. During his birthday, he got just extremely wasted. And he said, he put it like this. He went to bed, he woke up, there was puke everywhere. And he tried cleaning off the laptop, and then he said he was sorry about it. So all my files on that laptop are, like, I guess you can extract it from the hard drive.
Yeah, you can really screw it out. You can take it out. Yeah.
But do you want to? Yeah, there's really nothing important on there. So he broke my laptop by throwing up on it.
Oh, man, that's great. I forgot. I thought you said something about him, like, snapping it for some reason.
Oh, no. I'm very good with electronics.
Yeah, okay.
But
oh, I have some Mac anger management stories.
Pretty much,
I got this eBook 3. Those, like, plastic white Macs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was pissing me off. Because it was slow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, like, punched... What the fuck did you get?
You have so many snacks, man.
I feel like your mom's like, have enough fuel for today, honey. No. Eat your granola bar.
Do you want one?
That's a Twix.
That's a Twix?
It's not a Twix.
What the hell is that? Is
it's chocolate-covered peanut butter.
Oh.
So that's a Reese's. It's a Twix.
It's Dove.
Oh. So you're eating soap.
Shut up.
You want one?
No, yeah.
No. All right, here.
He's like, yeah. I'm awesome, man. But yeah, the ebook thingy.
Because, like, back then I had, like, electronics and me do not go well. So I punched the keyboard really hard. And then I was just, like, pretty much giving a CPR, like, fuck you. Jeez. And then I had nothing on the thing, so I threw out the window.
Fuck this.
Oh, it still works.
Damn.
You still have it?
Yeah, somewhere. And then my old PC laptop, which I need to get files out of because it has, like, pictures of my cat.
Your old cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so at first it was like, you know, back then if you got like a little scratch in the screen or if it gets too deep into it, it makes like a black.
Yeah, it starts creating the, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't care. I was like, oh, I'm still using it. Like, using it, like, every day. Starts getting bigger.
And then
like,
I don't use it. As you're using it?
No. Like, just over time. Oh. And then I don't use it for a month. It's, like, one-third of the screen. And then I think I get an iPod or something for the first time. And then 90% of the screen's covered. And the only way for me to see it is to connect a VGA cable to do anything on it.
Oh, so you hook it up to, like, a TV or something?
Yeah, because I can't see shit. And my sisters were always like, you're fine. I'm like, because they think, like, it's just, like, a little bit. I'm like, Kelly, it's gone. It's just, I see a little pixel. Let me get magnifying glass and see the green, blue, and red that the screen produces.
Like, all the pixels were dying. It's like an infectious disease that was just covering the screen.
And that one I didn't destroy because, it has files that I kind of want.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can break the monitor. You could just still have the hard drive.
I think I punched the TV once.
Okay. Enough with you punching shit.
I remember hearing this story. One of the streamers that I watch, he was telling a story one time where he just got, like, a brand new keyboard.
Yeah.
And it lights up and whatnot, so it was, like, really nice. And he was watching his favorite streamer at the time. And he was eating a bowl of cereal. I forget what exactly happened, but he accidentally spilt, like, the bowl of cereal. It landed on his keyboard, brand new, like, keyboard, and it broke the keyboard, but it also caused, like, it to spam a bunch in the person's chat, and he got banned from the person's chat because he was spamming things. So not only was his breakfast ruined, but his keyboard was ruined, and he was banned from his favorite streamer.
Did he explain to the streamer?
I don't think you can.
I don't know.
You can, like, only, like, donate to them to tell them, like...
I mean, you can say in chat, but, like, that's... You know, it's not just guaranteed make a new account.
Yeah, that's read. What I'm saying. It's not going to come up.
Just make a new account. What's the problem?
I mean, it's not like he got permanently banned. He got timed out for, like, some amount of time.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just like saying the most racist stuff on the keyboard. It's just typing out.
Just a bunch of N-words.
I mean, there's people that do that shit. It's just like, what?
I don't know.
Oh, well. So yeah, another story.
Oh yeah.
This should be the podcast of stories.
At my old house, my sisters and I shared one room. So they had a bunk bed, so it was both of them, and then I had my own, like, loft bed. And, I had, my uncle bought me a Game Boy Advance SP, I think it was called. It looked like a mini laptop.
Oh yeah, the Game Boy SP.
I was like,
I love that one.
Yeah. I was like, I have a laptop. And my sisters had the old ones where you need the light to play it.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's like, I'm the favorite. And, they don't admit this, but, like, when I let them borrow it, because, like, obviously at night they want to play Pokemon or whatever crap, and my mom will be like, put the game away because they need light.
Yeah.
So, my sister Kelly passes it back to me, and it hits the wall. And it stopped working. And, I got pretty pissed about that.
Of course, yeah.
And I threw it at the ground.
It's not, I know it's your fault, Kelly, but fuck this thing!
Why do you break your own electronics?
Well, I don't use them anymore.
Dude, but that would have been super valuable. Like, that should, I'm not saying you would have sold it, but I'm just saying, like, keep it.
It didn't work after it hit the wall, so it's not gonna.
Oh, like, oh, it just didn't turn on, right?
So that's how I was like, well, it doesn't work, that makes sense.
Okay. Just, like, take it apart or, like, sell it.
Paul,
or
something. I'm fucking, like, 9 years old.
Oh, that's a good point.
I know. At that point, you're like, if this doesn't work, I'm going to throw it at the ground.
I don't think any of us would take that into consideration.
Yeah, I don't think any of us would think
red,
about it.
Yeah, with the red death ring on the Xbox, like, oh, let me.
Oh, I saved my Xbox like 40 times with that. I just unplugged it from the wall, and that's all. That's all you had to do.
I've never gotten a red ring. I'm glad.
I'll say one time, it was not my iPad, though, it was the school's iPad.
I threw that shit too.
No, you know those things throw the ground that make a pop noise.
Oh yeah, the little bags of rocks,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. I was like, fuck it, and I was like, I threw it at the iPad screen.
Oh yeah, no, I think I was there with you. And
no, this is in my room. I did this.
Oh, never mind. I was not there with you.
You know, someone else who did it.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen.
So I threw at the screen, and I was like, oh, nothing happened.
Boy, were you wrong.
And then I went on with my day, but the crack, you had to like angle it to actually see it.
Oh.
So if you're like this, it's not there. See it? Don't.
I know
it,
what you don't. Mean. Yeah.
And I don't think I got in trouble for it. I just told him it just mysteriously appeared.
Well, I mean, it's true. iPads do that. Especially with the iPad now, yeah.
Yeah, I got random crack appeared. I'm like, what the fuck? I baby this thing like crazy, and then... And Apple's like, it looks like it did. It was an intentional or an accident, but it's going to cost you $800 to fix it. And I'm like... I want to say go fuck yourself, but okay.
Okay, because I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I am getting a new iPad, though. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, but I feel like we should talk about that at a different podcast. Like, make that one podcast about electronics. You know what I mean? Because this one's kind of good, because we're just talking about stories. I think that's just should be the segment. You know what I mean? I mean, if you want to, go ahead. It's our podcast. I don't care.
He's like, do I say it now or do I have to wait? What if I forget?
Why that Christmas tree prop?
It's behind the lamp. I was going to use that as the little prop behind us, but yeah.
We don't. Oh, well. I need to buy an iPad clamp for my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
A clamp?
Yeah, there's clamps for it.
Or,
Or
a tripod.
Okay. Like, so you can, like, have it set up like that.
Yeah, like,
probably. Even though you have a tripod right there, it's not really...
Yeah, let me attach it to the iPhone adapter.
Yeah. This little thing is... Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that thing would not be able to hold any of that
iPad. I mean, it'd be like when a dog goes onto a slippery floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I took my dog to Sam.
Yeah.
So, you don't.
No, I know Sam. I've seen your dog before. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. It's a very furry dog.
Looks like a
every
bear.
Dog's furry.
Looks like I mean, like...
Looks like a mini bear.
Yeah.
Because it's, you don't shave the sides of it.
And it was like Halloween last year.
Oh, you saw him as a pumpkin?
Yes, I stopped by your house.
He's adorable as a pumpkin.
Anyways, yeah.
We took him to Petco, because why not? Because you're allowed to take dogs there, even though you're not allowed to take dogs anywhere in stores, but people do it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, Home Goods.
Well, it doesn't say not no pets allowed.
Yeah, but this, if they shit on the floor.
If they shit on the floor, I'm sure they lose privileges, but... Or we just throw the poop at their heads, and I don't fucking know.
So, he doesn't like he sees the swivel doors. He's like, I don't like that. And I'm like, it's okay, Steve. It's okay, it's okay. And he finally gets through the first, so there's two solo doors, so it's like two boss matches with him. So he got through the second one finally, and he starts walking, and he just like stops, and he just slowly just like
descends. The floors are so slippery for him because of the shit.
He just, like, usually it's like, whoop, he just stands there. You do it, like, 1 minute I'm looking over there, and the second he's just like a fucking turtle. And like, I'm like, get up. He just doesn't, he just looks at me, he's like, I'm not moving. And we tried to like, went to the, we were near the treat bar. I'm like, Sam, look, there's treats. And he's like, oh.
Starts sliding again.
He starts swimming.
That's how excited he is. He just slides.
He is like, you know how they're in airports, they have different types of dogs for like
smelling stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. And one, like, Rooster Teeth mentioned one for food.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, senses any little thing. Like, I go downstairs, he's like, oh, near the door asleep, and I'm like, okay. I go in the kitchen.
Thanks. Okay. Like
and, I want to eat a funny bone. You know what funny bones are?
Yeah, it's like it's like chocolate with cream in the middle of it.
Peanut butter cream. Yeah. So I'm like always quiet with anything I do. Like if I try to make a sandwich, I'm like with this with the fridge, I'm like, and then I'm like opening the drawer really slowly, and then I'm getting the bag. Also, the cats also know when I'm making a sandwich.
Cats are just dogs, man.
And I put it down slowly. I'm getting the mayonnaise, and I get the cheese, turkey, and then I close the fridge, and then I went to go get bread, and they're just all there waiting for me.
You turn around.
They're like lined up.
Except for the little one, because he just runs away from me. So Summer, my old cat, and Sam, the dog, they're just there already. I'm like, I didn't even hear you. And then like, when I'm opening like any type of package, I'm like opening it very quietly. It's like when you're a kid, you want to sneak snacks from the kitchen and you didn't want your mom to hear it, but like your mom never heard it. But with him, it's like, and then he's like,
"But you got me."
Like I can hear his collar. He's just like immediately goes up. And I'm like, "Fuck!" Oh, I love messing with him a lot. I think I showed you that video of me like knocking on the car door.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm, like, on the couch, and I see him just sleeping there. I'm like, I'm bored. I'm like this. Who's that? He's like, who's that, Sam? Who's that? And he just goes to the door, and I'm like, I'm satisfied.
I believe my dog enough. I'm good.
All you need is, like, a laser pointer just shining across the hallway.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's good exercise for the pup, too.
Yeah, he's a lazy dog. He eats ants randomly. What? Also, the funny way how he eats it, he sees an ant. Like, you know how sometimes ants get into the house? He's just like this. He, like, this is the floor, and he sees the ant. He's like...
Puts his mouth on it.
He's like...
That cupping sound that is just perfect.
The ant just walks away free, and he gets annoyed. He's like, he just like
just starts pecking at it. Just imagine.
He gets his paw. He's like, why is this not killing the thing?
Yeah, ants are fucking super things, man.
Sometimes. So the cockroaches to top.
So Joe's dog.
Which one?
Like Maddie.
Oh, the one that like devours my face every time I walk in your house.
So, like, when we had the ant problem, it was just like we would point out the ant, and then she would like run over and like eat it. But it got to the point where she just didn't want to eat the ants anymore, and so she would just leave them be. And so we would like
put a tree
like,
next
line
to
the ant up, like just corral it over to walking over to Maddie, and it would like crawl on her, and she would feel it, and she would just destroy the thing because she'd get pissed.
The fuck is this?
Every time I walk in this guy's house, his dog Maddie or Bronson,
it's like an 80 pound dog
or Bronson, but there's a situation with that dog, but I can hold Maddie with my arm because like it just like, so I open the door and she just like jumps onto me and starts licking my face. I'm like, stop, please stop.
Okay, don't go too far back.
And
can we tilt this back?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Paul's like, back. Can I tilt? Oh, I broke the
couch. Yeah, it'll break.
No, if we all just tilt it back, it'll just fall backwards.
We go up and our feet are stuck in the air. Just your fucking Mickey Mouse.
My Mickey Mouse shoes just hanging up.
And you're just like, like, I'm just like, so she's done. I'm like, okay, finally. Like,
and then she leaps on you again.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. Like, just, I'm like, oh, I was like, stop climbing on me. I'm like, oh, and then she's like, I'm like, yeah. It's just like, stop, please. And then, your brother likes to call her a slut. What?
That's another story. So, like, I'll be walking up the steps. Like, walking up to the door, and if I'm loud enough, she'll hear me, and she'll be, like, all excited, like, oh, somebody is at the door, you know, like, I'm so excited, like, I'm gonna see them, and then, like, I open the door, and she sees me, and the amount of disappointment that goes into her face, and she walks away. She's the only, I'm the only person that, like, she's not excited about seeing.
Yeah, I feel like if you walked in, she'd just devour you.
I carry the dog. I don't care how big or heavy it is.
Well, not, she's not heavy to me. My dog's a fat ass.
I mean, like, she really, like, sorry, carries Sam. Her own weight. It's just more of, like, she just gets, like, at you.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, up in your face.
I know. Like,
also, if you...
I'm, like, pushing her head away to stop looking my face.
If you're, like, trying to open up, like, a drawer near the ground, she'll try and sneak in and, like, lick your face, like, while you're, like, not paying attention.
Just, yeah, you're looking one way, you look the other way, lick.
Like, her face is right over here, and you just don't turn.
The dog's just like, I've been waiting for you.
And Bronson was also another one.
But Bronson is usually not upstairs for good reasons.
Yeah, because of your dad.
He's bitten like 10 or 11 people.
He didn't bite me
twice.
Yet.
Jeez.
He didn't bite me yet.
This is like a 100, well, 90 or like 100 hard, pound Rottweiler.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He hasn't bitten me yet.
That's a good thing. You should be grateful that has not happened.
Well, I haven't been bit by a pit bull. On, like, right here.
In the calf.
Yeah. My friend Tom. Going to his house was like
your
a bat.
Ex-friend Tom. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, yeah, I don't hang out with him anymore because we don't really talk. Not for bad reasons. We just don't talk. But go anyway. So, going to his house is like a war zone because his dog is just like, just doesn't like anyone. And I open the gate, the dog's barking, and I just like, okay, just ignore him. And it works all the time. But he actually didn't bite me outside, he bit me inside. And when I was inside, I was walking to get a cup or something. And he just like went right behind me and just bit me right in the calf. And somehow it went through my jeans and left a mark. Like, it didn't hurt. But, like, they're like, get in the basement! Now, get in the basement!
Yeah, that's good disciplinary action.
I was like, poor dog. But she did bit me, so.
Poor dog, the thing came up on you like a shark!
Well, I'm not gonna be like, poor shark, it bit my leg off.
You're just telling it to go to the basement, the shark. Like, what?
You smack on the head like, down, down, down.
Go dive somewhere else.
Shark's like,
okay. The fuck?
I'm like, I'm just hungry.
But yeah, nice dog stories. I like that.
My cat likes mayo.
What?
It's true. He was, I was making a cold cut sandwich, and I was putting, like, mayo on the bread, and, like, Rick, which was my cat, he's just, like, trying to get as close as possible to the plate of food, and I'm like, alright, Rick, you're not gonna like this, and he's, like, still trying to smell everything, so I have the butter knife, and I get, like, a little bit of mayonnaise, and I hold it up to him, and then he starts licking it, and he's like, the hell, and I take the knife away, and like he's like tries to draw closer to it to get more mayonnaise, and it just turns out that he really likes mayonnaise.
Is that what you feed him now?
No, I don't do that.
Oh,
put on the street.
It's just so strange. I've got a funny picture somewhere of him like eating mayonnaise, but I'd have to dig through my phone and find it.
Just in a jar.
I just remembered a story about my cat Summer. So. On the other podcast, I talked about New Mexico. So we're there for about 4 days. So a weekend and a day. So before we left, we put food out for the cats. And some places we put where Summer, who likes to steal the other cat's food, where she can't really jump to it because the other cat jumps like and goes everywhere. So we put on places where Summer can't get to it. So for some reason, So before we left, Summer, she was still fat, but she was not as fat as she was when we first got her from my aunt. So when we left, for some reason, she was so hungry, she opened the cabinet, grabbed the cat food, and we have mice, unfortunately, but like the mice helped her.
Why didn't she just eat the mice?
Is that not what she did?
No, she ate more than half the pack of cat food. And we come back to a balloon of a cat.
So she got way more fat.
Yeah, we come back, and I'm like, hey, Summer, I'm like, you're heavy. Like, I'm like, what happened? And we just find the food, like, laid around everywhere, and... like, she gained, like, 10 pounds. Damn. She was so hungry, she stole from the other cat, and then she ate more
from... Wait, this is the young one? The
old one.
Oh, the old one, okay.
Damn.
The old one did not give a fuck. It was like how my Sam did that to himself as well.
Oh.
He left a bag of a giant bag of dog food, not the big ones, but like
the really big, yeah.
Yeah. So I opened it a little bit, and then I grabbed the cup, put it in there, and then we had to go for something. And Sam, knowing that that's a big bag of dog food, he ate almost all of it.
Jeez.
We come back home, and we turn on the kitchen lights. We see that the bag of dog food is down, and we pick it up. It's basically empty, and Sam, like, this on the floor, like... he
accidentally bump into him, and he's like...
he's literally like... like,
just in a food coma, that's what it is.
He looked like he got pregnant. Like, we left for 2 hours. Jeez. He ate so much. Because they don't know when to stop. So
yeah.
He finally got to a stopping point and just, like, passed out. Like
was this a long time ago?
Yeah, it was about a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
But he's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, dumbass. Just
pointing at him. Like, he's... And he still begged for food that day. Like, we're eating. Yeah, I'm like, Sam, if you have one more drop of food, you're gonna fucking explode. Like, he put his head on my head. Yeah. I'm like, shoo.
It was so good. I want some more, but I don't.
Like, we were all amazed he ate the whole thing, because It's a big bag of dog food, and that cost a lot of money, so we're just looking at $34 in his belly.
You may as well just let the money out.
Eat the fucking cash, too. Why not?
Here's the toy at 10 and 5. Here, go eat it. Like, they both, like, my cat gained a lot of weight within 4 days, but he gained, like, 30 pounds in 2 hours.
Whenever, like, somebody in my family is, like, they want to heat up something for a supper, and,
Are you talking about the exploding plates?
No! That's a different story, but I'll get to that
afterwards.
Yeah,
because I want to hear that, too.
It didn't explode, it was split in half, but, like, clean, but,
clickbait.
So, we had, so people just, like, they get some frozen stuff, they put it right on the stove. No one's going to be using the stove, and if somebody does, they'll just move it over to the other side. And it's whatever. So it's, like, a good spot to put, like, frozen goods and whatnot. And, somebody left some, like, frozen chicken on the stove, and my cat got to it. And this is not, like, usual behavior from him, because we normally just, like, leave the frozen stuff on the stove. He got to it. He, like, pulled it out of whatever bag it was in, and he dragged it across the kitchen floor, almost got it out of the kitchen before somebody noticed.
And then, it was completely frozen still?
Yeah, it was still frozen.
So he just, like, basically...
He just wanted to take the food with him.
How come it took a long time? I'm sure if that hit the ground, it sounded like a pillar ball getting the fucking ground.
I wasn't there, like, when it happened.
Oh, so you saw that guy. Okay.
It's probably to take a video.
I mean...
You should have just seen...
I wasn't there when it happened. Oh, like, okay. I only heard the story. Actually, quite recently, though...
He did it again?
No, he did something sort of similar. My sister got, like, nachos, and there was, like, ground beef and cheeses on the plate, and she made the mistake of, like, leaving it right on the table when Rick was in the area.
Oh, no.
And Rick loves ground beef, and so I see him go on the table, and he's, like, and I see him, like, eyeing it, and I'm not saying anything, I'm just having a conversation with Lauren, because, you know, whatever, and, I see him start to, like, munch on the ground beef. I know she's about to look over at the food, and I just, like, kind of block her sight, and I keep talking to her to keep, like, him eating her food.
Rick's like, the cat's like, good job.
He's like, my man.
Just keeps eating the ground beef.
She was pissed.
I mean, she was already done with it, right? Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, she just heated the food up to eat it.
You're such a cunt.
It was beautiful. Okay, so now you wanted to hear about the plates.
Yeah,
apparently. Also, they're from Home Goods.
They are.
Oh, God.
We don't like them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm
actually not
now.
Sorry. I'm being really honest.
We don't like those sets that we've been getting.
It's the ugly green one that has, like, the weird cross pattern, and it's like a bad Super Smash Brothers symbol.
What's the brand? Mikasa?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know what he's talking about.
So, okay. It's, I got, like, we had some leftover food, like a couple chicken wings, and, like, a few Swedish meatballs, just on a plate, small plate, nothing, like, crazy.
Yeah.
I put it in the microwave, and we've used this microwave for, like, so long that the microwave's fine.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, you know, heating up the food, and, like, this is, like, late at night, and I hear a pop, and I'm like, there's nothing I put in there that would pop. Why did it make that noise? I opened it up. The plate was split, like, almost completely in half.
Take it out.
It was clean cut. No, like, fragments or anything.
Did you still eat the food?
Yeah.
You gotta be careful, because that could
have been... Yeah, I made sure. I was looking at it and just, like, absolute amazement, because, like, what the hell? Like, it broke it... clean in half, just like, and I lifted it up off like this, the two halves, and I'm like, what am I gonna do now?
Well, I mean,
I wound up getting another plane.
I'm gonna just do it again, see what happens.
Not learning any lesson. But I didn't stick it back into the microwave because, you know.
But did you guys return the plates? Because you could have done that.
No, we had the plates for I don't even know how long. We just hate them.
Oh, someone returned.
We deal with it.
Paul, you're not gonna believe this. So someone, well, you might. Yeah. Someone.
Because it's true.
This lady came in with a piece of furniture, mm-hmm. and she was returning it. So whatever. So think about this.
Seems normal already.
It had the tag with it.
Okay.
So you think it's been recent, because usually when you buy something, you take the tag off. And it's a hanging tag. It's not like a sticker.
Hmm.
So when we go to the return, it's not in our systems, because it's from 2014. How do you buy something from almost 5 years ago, and still has the tag in it, and it has a bunch of scratches and stuff on it?
Did you accept the return?
For some reason, Chris did. I don't know who's going to buy it.
Where? Can you even resell it?
Yeah.
We can, but like...
It's not in our system.
Do you have to put it in as used?
Yeah.
It would be in clearance.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, but where is it? I haven't seen a chair like that.
Oh, it's not a chair.
Oh, wait, what is it?
It's like a... like a no, we fucking gross. you know, it's like little, not a console, but it's like small. It has drawers.
Oh, like a nightstand.
Like it's like it was like this big, two drawers, and goes down. There's like a bottom shelf.
Okay,
that's and
like a so a weird piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Sure, if you call that weird.
But it was, like, super scratched up and all that?
It was bumpy when you rubbed it on.
She must have had things on there for quite a while.
Yeah, and for some reason she left the tag. She's like, I might return this one day.
But can you even return?
I thought, like, no! We tell people it's been 30 days, it's not in our system, and he accepted it! No sense.
30 days, more like 1,000 days, at least.
1,000 days.
Like just... More like 1,300 days,
there
actually.
There you go. I was like, oh, it doesn't look that bad, but like, why are we accepting him? And then I looked closer, and I was like, why? And then I'm like, how? Do you have the tag?
How much did it even cost?
Like $150.
Oh, I mean...
So wait, she still got the money back?
She saved $150.
For 4 years.
Oh my.
That's a good investment. I'm going to do the same thing too, Home Goods.
No taxes.
That's fine. I'll still get my money back after a couple of years.
All right, let's return this couch.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have the tag. I can make one, though.
Could you, like, imagine...
Well, it's coded.
Just, like, even in, like, shitty condition, you could just return anything for it's, like, what you bought it for?
Oh, there's another... Okay, so there was this customer that walked in to return another item. This is a while ago. So we get food as well, like jam, honey, can't like all in pasta and all this stuff. So
it's weird, but okay.
Okay. So
no, it's something to return. It seems kind of strange. I mean, if it's bad, yeah, okay, I can understand.
But here's the thing. So when he wants to return it, our old assistant manager that just left noticed. For one, we don't sell that brand of jelly. You know the purple jar of jelly used for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah.
He tried to return that with...
Welch's?
Yeah.
Yeah, Welch's.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
And he took a tag from a jar of honey and put it on it. And he was like, for one, we don't sell that brand. And second, it says it's honey. And the guy just... Like, the guy looked... And he's like, you sure? He's like, yeah. He's like, okay. And he just walks out.
I'm going to take my jelly.
How? No. Like, the amount of, like, money and time that this person spent to go through that.
Just to get their money back.
To go to Home Goods and do that just to leave.
Yeah, they accept anything really back if you say it, like something was wrong with it too.
Yeah, like Home Goods.
But why did he go all that way to Home Goods? And then just maybe to leave
maybe because Market Basket declined him.
Oh, yeah, he finally came over here.
But, like...
Then he went to TJ Maxx.
How much does, like, a thing of grape jelly cost? Like, a few dollars?
$3? Yeah.
Like, it had a $249.99 tag on it.
$249.99?
Wait, what? Yeah.
That's some expensive jelly right there.
it was actually honey. It said on the tag.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It said on the tag.
It's a special kind of honey that turns into grape jelly. But just the amount of effort, time, and like transportation that this person went through to get to that store and to like get like to request an audience to see like to return this jar and like just to be turned down like that and just leave.
I remember this person
just absolutely not worth that, it whatsoever.
Like, if you do get accepted there, you're gonna see a lot of that crap. Because, I mean, no offense to Chelsea, but that's how it is over there.
Like, they take, like, I remember when Heather was still working there, my sister. So this person in line was buying this, like, fake vase of flowers. We don't sell real flowers for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So it actually cost $100. And the person, like, ripped a clearance tag and put a $15 tag on it. And
like, if you're gonna do that, you should make it reasonable. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
And it was like the department is like 45 or something, and the clearance tag said 52.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather obviously saw this, and the customer's like, "But it says," and I was like, "No, this is someone ripped it off and put it here."
Yeah,
and then. Like, if I were to do this, which I wouldn't, I would make sure if it was the right department.
Yeah, but I don't think people, like, people who haven't worked in retail wouldn't know that.
Oh, I just remember the crappy customer who accused everyone of lying.
Okay, what?
So I was working the back pretty much all day, and Lewis, our old manager.
You were working the back all day.
It's chill back there.
And I go over, and he was talking to his customer, this lady, about these two mirrors. He asked me to take this, those, you know, the ones in the crappy box packaging.
Oh, mirrors. Yeah, that just fall apart, but you gotta hold the mirror itself. Yeah.
So I went to grab that, brought it up front, and that was it. But she was also looking at this tall mirror, but I was like, whatever. And I go back to the back room, and then I get called from one of the register people up front for a carryout, and I go up front. It's for a mirror. And before this all happened for the mirror, this other customer was thinking of buying this skinny mirror that was small. And then she was like, "Oh, I like that one better," which was the tall big ones.
Yeah.
And the register lady went to look, and there was no note or anything. So she's like, "All right, that'll be whatever," and then stuff. And customer paid for it and everything. And then I asked her which mirror. She says that one. I grabbed that one. And basically, it's in the car. And the lady that was I helped before was like, "That's my mirror." And I'm like, "I can't really do anything about that." And she was
like, "Whoops."
Like, one, I didn't bring that mirror up, and also I didn't know you were confirming the buying it. And also, we have two of the same mirrors, but one had a little scrape, so...
Yeah, no, everybody complained. Everybody will complain about everything and will want a discount, so...
But, so...
Be prepared for that.
Could you imagine, like, you order, like, a thing of food? Like, the person, like, is about to put it, like, in front of you, and somebody was like, "Oh, no, I bought that food. Sorry." And they, like, get it.
No, but she didn't pay for it. It's like, the lady already paid for it, so that's her property now.
Yeah.
And also, she wasn't in line, the lady who came outside. And she's like, "Can you get your manager to figure out the situation?" And I'm like, this woman kept accusing me, like, "You knew that was my mirror?" I'm like, "I only brought the other
traitor!" And you're also, a traitor!
Yeah, she's basically like that. And I was like, I was just doing what the people up front were telling me to do. And she's like saying I was lying, and I was like, she said she wanted me to get the manager. I just ignored her. I just ignored her. Went back to work in the back, and then I hear Lewis to the front, and I'm like, I know what that's for.
You just say an excuse like, sorry, I get paid by the hour. It doesn't matter how long it takes for me to do this for you.
And then our manager Lewis comes to the back, and he asked me what happened. I explain. So it's really no one's fault except for the customer who, well, it doesn't really matter.
The person who was making it a problem is kind of her fault.
Yeah, the customer's like, I want that one. But like the other one was not making it any better. And and she kept saying that, like, Lewis is defending the register.
People, yeah.
Yeah, people. And the lady's like, you shouldn't have to defend your workers when they're lying. And I'm like, and she kept complaining, and I'm like, calm down, for one. And she, like, before that, she's like, when Lewis got up to the front, she's like, to the register girl, tell your boss the truth, don't lie. And I'm like, what a fucking bitch. Oh, not loud, but like...
Yeah, no, obviously.
And,
I don't think he would be telling us the story anymore. It would just end there.
And, so Lewis, he thought I was gonna fight the woman for some reason, when I'm like...
Put him on, lady!
I was doing this, like, because she was, like, getting very intimate, like being aggressive. Yeah. So I'm just, like, doing this, like, calm down. I guess that's, like, I want to fucking fight you. Like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I was about to tell her to stop talking out of her rear and get back to the real world, ugh, where, like, none of this matters now. But I was like, whatever, I went back to the back, and then after the situation all sorted out, well, she had to get the mirror with the little scratch, and I was back up front, and she was there, I was ignoring her, she was ignoring me, and then Jose, like, Lewis didn't want me to do the carryout for the woman, I didn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Because I guess he thought I was going to beat her up or something, which I wasn't. And he got Jose to do it. And I was like, Jose, how's that customer? He was like, she was nice. So I'm like,
was.
Was is good. It's right.
Like, she just kept accusing people of lying. And I'm like, the woman's like...
People do that.
She lives in her own fantasy of her own thoughts. That's just
customers in general. They want the manager to side with them so that way they can... get what they want.
That's exactly. Just
retail. And like Lewis is like, stop giving them a hard time. They get paid minimum wage. They don't really have to care about.
Yeah,
this.
Like, shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
Like, I'm just
trying to do our job.
I really wanted to say, to be honest, I don't give a shit. I'm not buying the mirror.
This is your problem, lady.
Yeah, this is your problem. You figure this out.
Like, plus this place, they don't get this as a discount store.
Everything's already discounted.
Yeah, everything's already discounted. Like the stuff from Ralph Lauren, there was a Ralph Lauren lamp I opened, which was like me, like I was carefully opening it. I was like, oh my god. And it was for $500 at Home Goods, a $500 lamp, mad. And this other manager, Scott, who was helping, like, because some managers were out, so we needed extra help. And he was showing me that it was $2,300 on Ralph Lauren's website.
Yeah.
And there's like people who are like, $500? Who would pay for that? And I'm like,
well, yeah, that person's kind of like me. Like I look at some of the stuff, I'm like, who would pay that much for this? And then of course there's people like you who are there to correct me. And they're like, it's actually discounted right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this couch was likely like $600-$700 and he paid like $250 for it.
Wait, what?
It was used.
That's what you just tell everybody.
Oh, tell about the blue couch.
What blue couch?
That was there for like 3 months and
home. Oh yeah, that stupid lady. Nah, fuck that bitch.
Come on, tell the story.
Because like, okay. So
actually I'll tell how like
you start the beginning, yeah, go.
So during holiday hours, we got these expensive-ass couches. One was $3,000, and it was, like, fancy wood carving and everything, and it retailed online for almost $10,000. And there was these two blue couches that are, like, $3,000, and retailed online for about $7,000 or less. And this was during last year holidays.
Mm-hmm. Last year. You heard that too. Right?
That caught me off guard last year.
The last blue couch kept getting bought, returned. And at one point, it was in pay hold for such a long time. It was just, like, there as, like, a chill spot.
Yeah, we literally used it a bunch of times. We're not going to say why and for what and what was happening.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Okay, so get to your good part.
So then this random Hispanic lady is like, oh, I came for this. Because Chris eventually...
Put it back to
regular price, but it was all banged up and scratched up.
Well, it was never going to play price. It was originally
only... Oh, yeah. It went down to $1,000 or something like that.
Yeah, so it was $1,000 less. And so they put it back on the floor because, like, 3 months.
Nobody was going to pick it up.
So that's why.
Yeah, that's after, like, the Home Goods policy. And then some lady's like, oh, I'm here to pick up my couch. I look at the thing and it just says... It's like 3 months ago. I'm like, okay, I know this is not going to be in the back. And then she comes up to me saying, yeah, I think this is my couch over here, right here. I'm like, oh, God. Like, I knew something bad was going to happen. And I just had to read all the numbers, make sure it was the same one. I'm like, yeah, this is yours. And then she's like, I'm not taking that because that's not mine. I'm like, the numbers match up and this is yours. And it's been 3 motherfucking months. Like, I told her, like, this is what happens after a while. Like, we start putting things on the floor again.
On the ground.
Yeah, on the ground. We put things on the floor again so that way we don't stockpile in the back. And that way, you know, you can still get your money back, obviously. And she's like, no, I know this is not mine. I'm like, ah. And it was worse because I didn't have a real manager that night. It was Noemi. She was the key holder. So it was like even worse because she doesn't handle stress like that very well.
Yeah.
And she's also a Hispanic lady. So they were both fighting with each other. And Hispanic ladies get crazy when they start, like, you know. But they were like keeping the composure. But they were still like, I can tell like there was like fire between them.
You just didn't want to walk in between them because, you know, you get wrapped up in something. Yeah.
Like, you can be an ordinary person, just walk by and like, what the fuck was wrong with you? Why'd you get in my way? Like, they'll just start firing at you for no reason. But yeah, anyways.
Damn, I'm just trying to walk, okay? I'm sorry.
So.
Just living my life as an American.
Yeah.
Just trying to get by.
So literally just, after a bunch of times, she called, like, Michael, like, 40 different times, like, to see what the hell was going on. And we eventually just gave her the damn couch because we told her, this is your damn couch. Like, you don't have to take it. You can just return it and get your money back still. And yeah, that's it. I mean, like...
That's just so
and they just,
easy.
Like, but they kept... Like, she kept leaving, but still giving a lot of attitude and, like, a lot of, like, talking crap behind her backs, I guess. But you could hear her, and then, like, it's just like...
You can hear her.
You can hear her, and it's just like, oh, my God, whatever. Like, just leave. We'll give you this and go, okay? Oh, yeah. But I also have another story. I'm sure you've heard about this. So a random crazy lady comes into the store, and there's like small sometimes there's small chairs like in the front of the store, so like it's like right in front of the doors. And this lady literally is trying to sneak like those big sofa couches, not couches, sofa chairs.
Yeah, the really cushiony ones.
Yeah, yeah. And then she just tries to take it out the door. So she tries to take it out the door, and she's like walking slowly, and somebody sees her and says, "Hey, excuse me, like, what are you doing?" This is what somebody told me. She stops, looks at them, and then just starts hauling ass with the fucking chair. she's like pulling it, and then like it got stuck at the door, and then like she just like left it there, and she just ran. Like, it was just like, what the fuck? And then. The next day, she came back and tried to do the same fucking thing, but Lewis was there that time. So Lewis was like, he was told about this, and obviously he probably knew who she looked like. So he was like ready to like stop her.
He was like,
No. She gets the chair. She starts hauling, and he just lunges.
He just like just boom,
straight full on tackle to the ground.
No, it wasn't even like that. It was just like he just went up to her and just started like making her like you were here yesterday and you were trying to take the same chair. Hey. Are you okay? Like, are you okay in the head? Like, and then he was just.
Did you bring money this time?
Are you going to purchase this time? Like, he even told her that. And then she was like, and then she started making up bullshit, like saying, oh no, I was going to return this chair.
I was going to return it for a profit.
I feel like this is like, if you were there, Lewis would turn, when he just heard that, he's like.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, the he thing does is, that
face. When you catch somebody like that, you have to really grill them and, like, you really, yeah. like, put them into a really awkward spot.
Yeah, so, like, never do that again, never come back. Like, I don't think, I don't even know
really what you really embarrass would. Them.
Yeah. Like,
make them feel bad about existing in your presence. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, and then he just pretty much just told her, like, fuck off, like, don't come here again, or. There'll be like police involved and all that shit. Yeah. So
I remember these. Sometimes when we close, there's still customers there, like even after closing.
Yeah.
But it was one time. I think we're closing with Naomi, or whoever manager. So they're saying there was some stuff left on a couch from a customer. He didn't say how much stuff. So imagine. Let's say you were shopping for groceries at Market Basket for like an hour,
yeah.
and your cart's all full.
Oh yeah,
and then you're just like, I don't want it, so you just leave. So you just leave the carriage.
I mean, I've worked at Market Basket. I know what that's like.
So they just leave the carriage, right?
Yeah.
No, they took everything that they don't want out, and basically only bought one thing from the carriage. So it was just like a spread of items from every section of the store. Wow. And I was like. I don't get paid enough for this. Why the fuck do I have to clean up their fucking bullshit? And then another time, this husband and wife, they're getting a rug, and all the right. wife was being pretty picky, and the husband was like, why does she have to be like this? But she's like, I'm looking at these two rugs, but are there any differences with them? And I went and looked, I'm like, same brand, same size. Same size, same price. And then she's like, can you take them both down? And I was like, sure. And I put them down. And she's literally looking at both of them. Like, they're like a science project. Like, which one is going to change? It's like, is it going to be that one or that one? And then she probably just... And the husband was like, they're both the same, honey. And she's like, no. Just looking through it. And... They finally choose one, and I was like, okay, I bring the other rug up, I take it down, roll it up, bring it up front, then I do the carry out, and then the guy's like, thank you, sorry about that. I'm like, that's whatever. And they come back.
No, we wanted the other rug. Is that what happened?
Completely different rug.
Oh my gosh.
They returned that rug, so I have to put that rug back on the thing, and then... the lady asks us for a different rug that was twice as heavy, and as I'm carrying it to the front, she's like, this one's a lot lighter, right? I'm like, no, this one's twice as heavy. And the husband's just like up front, like, they're like, it's like if you have that scene where everyone's color and he's just like the only gray person in the
room. Like, why is this happening to me?
And I bring it into the car, and he just like, he shakes my hand and he like gives me a few dollars until she's like, I'm very sorry about this. She's like this with every store.
Yeah, that's a problem with decisive person.
And a little bit of a complaint with tips, even though we're not allowed to take tips, which is stupid because we get paid minimum. So we're doing a carry-out, and this is like middle of winter, and it was those like Roman type chairs. They're like this. Like, kind of, like, spread out. Like kind of like that, you know what I mean? Like, imagine, like, a lawn chair mm-hmm. that was all cushioned, and, like, you basically, it's like a, like this instead of flat. It's, like, curved like this. You know what I mean?
No, I have no idea what you're
like
talking
a,
about.
Like a therapy kind of chair?
Kinda.
Okay.
So, and then the couch. So I was like, okay, I doubt they have the car to fit this in. And then I forget who I was with.
They got a smart car.
And then I forget who I was with. I'm like, I bet it's going to be a Honda soccer mom van. It was a Toyota soccer mom van. So I'm like, okay, this might work. And the guy's like, no, I want you to do like this so we can fit it. And I'm like, no, it's not going to work like that. Because the way it was angled, I'm like, it's impossible to put it in like that way. So I knew how to put it in because it's like Tetris how to put it in. Yeah. And we were out there for like 30 minutes in like almost 0 degree weather. And we finally get in. I'm like, I told you. And he's like, all right, thank you guys. And like, I forget who I was with. We both look at each other. I'm like, no fucking tip. And then the same night, I carry out a small, like, little ottoman thing to this old lady, and she gives me $5. And I'm like, where are you? Like, why can't people, like, Lily, you could have grabbed a carriage and do this yourself, but you gave me $5 for it. And this guy with two giant chairs out had us out in the cold for 30 minutes.
Yeah, like, I'm not complaining, but thank you, but, like, fuck this dude.
Like, I carry, like, this ottoman's, like, I could be like this with it. And, like, the couch is, like, a struggle. I have to have two people. And it's like, hey, you guys! I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Like, also, doing carriages in the winter sucks.
Yeah, especially when there's snow on the
ground. Don't ever forget gloves.
Yeah.
You'll regret it.
Like, I do have gloves, but
I always
have to get special kinds of gloves because my hands are so, like, big that most gloves will not fit me.
I getcha. Okay.
You're just special.
Just... whatever you do, don't come in slides.
I got boots.
Okay.
Boots.
With the open-toe boots.
Alright.
Remember that time I almost fought the person on the train?
What the heck? About what?
Okay, so...
I just remember you saying, hey now, to a woman.
I know.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a different time.
Hey now. You were just like this, hey and now. You hit someone's shoulder, you're like, hey now. And I was like, hey, Paul, how you feeling? Hi.
Okay.
I guess he was all flustered.
The hey now thing was like, Raheem was right next to me on the green line, and I'm sitting so close to him, and I'm trying to make him feel so uncomfortable. So I have my arm around him like this, but not like touching him, but it's around the back of the seat.
Yeah.
Because it's the seats are like, they got chairs on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm like this, like trying to make Raheem feel like so uncomfortable. And this woman sits down in the seat and leans back, like, hits my arm, and I go, hey now, and she, like, she gives me the smile, like, she turns back, gives me the smile, and goes back to where she was, like, sitting, and I just go, like, okay.
And then I'm, like, asking a question, you just, like, not even answer.
I love how literally we looked back at that footage, like, 40 times, and, like, turned up the volume as high as we could, and we heard the now
part. And we found the lady.
Yeah, and we saw... like, the last second. I just love the part where it was just like...
you were able to confirm that
happened. Yeah, like, that happened.
I just love how you're out of, like, diving into the conversation. I'm like, hey, Paul, how you feeling? Hi. And I was like, feeling high? He's like...
you were like, in a moment, you were like, wait, this is not me. What am I... what's going on? Oh, wait. So, wait, what were you saying about...
okay, so...
Let's make this the last story, because we're almost an hour in. We're
going to pass an hour. I was with Sean. We were at Government Center.
Mm-hmm.
We were like going to catch the train, and Sean decides like, "Oh, let me like go fast so we can get to the end to like a spot where it would be more convenient for us when we get off the train."
Yep, I know what you mean.
I'm trying to
remember this. He's moving fast. There's like a good amount of people, and I'm trying to just keep up with him.
Oh yeah, I walk pretty fast.
This woman's over here. Person's over here. So there's like an open space, and I start like, you know, to... well, no, she's more over here. And I start... like, my path is gonna go like this, around them. Not gonna bump to anybody. Last second... not last second, but, like, she decides to move over to the right, and I'm like, okay. Like, I'm getting, like, closer and closer to these people, and I'm moving fast, so, like, okay, so I have to go in between. And then last second, she just moves back. I bump into her, and, like, I just keep going, and she's like, excuse me? Excuse me? And she's like 5 feet tall. And all I could think
of, like, yeah.
And if you like had stopped or like had slowed down at any point, like, and she had come up to me, like, I would drop her so fast. Because like, you have the audacity to get mad at me because you walked right in my path. Like, you moved out of the way. Perfect. You know, I can get by you. But no, you move right back in the way and you're mad at me.
You know what? This will do me.
Just, I'm time. Like, absurd. Like, okay, I didn't mean to bump into you, and you didn't mean to walk into my path, but, like, you got really mad at me because of something you did yourself. You did this to yourself. You walked right into the pathway without looking at anywhere. Because you were looking at your damn phone. You weren't paying attention. You got hit by a truck. You got what you deserved. You can go home now.
You're like a parrot right now. You're like, she's on her fucking phone. She can get run over with all I care. Remember that?
It's called spite.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember that lady with the carrot? The
crazy lady?
Yeah, you decided to help.
Yeah, it was the worst decision.
So, you know those, like, shopping cart things you could buy at Market Basket? They're like a...
It's got, like, two big wheels and then two little small ones, but it's, like, a big, like, basket.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so, like,
a lot of old ladies use it.
So, it's like the cage thing.
Yeah.
We're heading back home, and this, like, asking people to help her, and I was like, maybe. And then he was like, I was like, oh, I guess Michael will help them. And it was, like, a weird, like... Well, it was like...
Her wheel was stuck, so we had to get something out of it, and she was telling us, like, hey, like, you know, I had somebody else do this for me, and they got it out really easily. I'm like, well, I'm not that person, and I only have my hands and my fingers, and they probably had pliers and shit. And then...
You're like, sorry, I can't...
Like, I honestly can't help you. I try to help you. I'm sorry, but...
And then she's like... Don't go away from me! I will walk off into these tracks and kill myself!
She was like...
She said that?
She was like, what? I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to die today. Like, we were like, okay, Sean, we got to keep going.
You were still saying, I was already on my way
home. Yeah.
You're halfway home at that point.
You know how there's pillars in the station? I was like this. I was like... She's still yelling over there.
She's like, you get back here! I will kill myself tonight!
Ooh, oh, man.
The S turns into a G. It's you're gone.
We were like, no, fuck this lady.
Disappear.
When we got off our station at Beach Mall, I was like, is that she still
here? Yeah, no, is she still here? Like, like, I thought we got cursed or something. Like, I was like, oh, man, we're dead.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, you were just trying to help. You couldn't help it. And she was, like, threatening to take her life.
Yeah, like...
Because he...
Okay.
He's like... You were like, bro, I'm never helping anyone.
Yeah, I know. I was like... Like, I'm not helping anybody else in Boston. As long as they're under, like, the age of, like, 30. Because that way that...
Once you hit 30,
yeah,
you're not helping.
Sorry. Oh, today's your birthday? Sorry, I can't help you.
All right.
That was a good podcast, I think.
That one you could call podcast, I don't know, funny story, I don't know.
Eight?
Something. No, I know, but we always put like He's a title.
Like,
just put the number.
Generic.
Eight. Welcome to episode eight of season one.
All right, thank you guys for listening and watching.
I hope you had some good laughs, because I think this one was a good
this
one.
This one was a good one. I like this one.
Nice.
Thanks, Paul, for being here.
Hey, thanks
you're,
for
You're better than Raheem.
Yeah, you were. No offense, Raheem, but you actually talked a lot more and you had...
Sorry, Raheem.
Yeah, even though if you look back on our first podcast, FDR podcast, this is Paul.
Oh, yeah, Paul was super... Yeah, in the beginning, like, you were super quiet. You were on the lawn chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you asked Sean, where am I?
Yeah. You're just playing with your head. You're like...
We're not trying to make fun of you, Paul. Come on,
that's fine.
You know.
Like, but we're just... everyone's talking. This is just Paul. He's like,
where am I?
Just completely out of the conversation.
Yeah. I'm like, producer. He's like, hi.
Hi.
Yeah. There you go. All right. We'll just end it there. Thank you guys for listening and watching.
All right.
We'll see you in the next one.
Yes.
Yay!